Zakt the Mishnah Vayta Masechta Shabbos, very good Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hazarik, if someone throws something, and this one he reminds himself, after it leaves his hand, he goes, oh, what did I do? It's Shabbos! I just threw something! Even if at the end it landed, no one intercepted it, it didn't get burnt on the way, but it's going to be potter. Because in order to be chayav achatas, it has to be tchilasan v'soifan bishkaga. And this started out as a shagig. When he threw it, he didn't know it was Shabbos. And when he said, oh, it's Shabbos, that meant that when it landed, he was already amazed. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, suppose he threw it in kolat ha'achar, someone else caught it. So this would really be a case of two people that are doing a malacha. Remember what we learned earlier? If two people do a malacha, so we say both are pater on a karban chatas. Klota Kalev, suppose he throws it and a dog catches it, so obviously the dog's not chayiv, and he never finished the malacha. Vaishanisav, or he threw it and it got burnt mid-flight. Pater, he's pater, because the malacha was never finished. Vaitra says, the Mishnah Zarek, if he threw it, lasses chabura, to inflict a wound, bein ba'adam, whether in a person, or bein ba'behema, or in a behema. He throws it, and the meniskim reminds himself, actually, nasa chabura, before the wound happened, oh, it's Shabbos. Potter he is, potter. Now, besides the fact you're not allowed to make a wound in someone, and not an animal either, tzar bali chayim, but we're talking about the hilcha Shabbos aspect of it. He would be potter on a chatas because he reminded himself before the rock struck. Zach Klal, this is the rule. Kal chayave chatais. All the people that are mechuyev akar mechatas, ain't a chayav, and they're not mechuyev. Ashe tchilasan v'saifan shagaga. The beginning and the end have to be b'shagig. Tchilasan shagaga, if he started out as a shagig, v'saifan zadain, like in the case where he says, oh no, it's Shabbos after it leaves his hand, or the other way around, tchilasan zadain but v'saifan shagaga, he forgot that it was Shabbos by the time the end of the malacha came around. The din is, in regard to all these people, Patur and Deapater, Hachatei, it has to be Tchilasan V'Saifan Shkaga. The beginning and the end have to be B'Shaigeg. Now, the Mishnah is repeating over here to stress an interesting halacha. Only the beginning and the end have to be B'Shaigeg, but not necessarily the middle. Suppose I throw it, right? It travels two amas in the air, and I go, oh no, it's Shabbos! And it continues to travel another two amas, and then I must have short-term memory loss. I forgot. And when it landed, when it came the last two amas and kaplunk and it landed, I also forgot. So this was really tchilas and shagig. The first two amas was a shagig. The last two amas was a shagig. So there's a combination of four amas b'shagig. Even though in the middle when it was flying, he remembered it was Shabbos, he is chay v'kar mechatas. Because all you need is the beginning and the end to be a shagig. So, how many cases do we have in this Mishnah? Throwing it and reminding himself that it's Shabbos, somebody else grabbing it, that's number two, a dog grabbing it, that's number three, or it gets burnt in the middle. Those are four cases where he's potter. We had a case where he wants to inflict a wound in a person in a behemoth, which he's not allowed to do on Shabbos, and he reminded himself before the chabura took place, it's potter. Then we had the klal of the Mishnah that says, the beginning and the end have to be b'shagig, in order for him to be chayiv, a karban chatas.